You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 18th, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Well, after a couple of days of rain, there will be action going on today around the area as the weather's cooperating and a lot of stuff on the calendar today. Yesterday, they did get some baseball in, actually, as the Spartan baseball team was able to split a doubleheader against Minnesota North College at Rainy River, as the Spartans had a pair of one-run games against Rainy River yesterday. In fact, they lost the opening game 8-7, but then won the nightcap by a score of 6-5. And the Spartans will play at Ridgewater College in Willmar on Saturday, a doubleheader, and then they come home for a doubleheader on Sunday against that same Ridgewater team. But a split yesterday. And again, just good to get the games in. Sometimes those Minnesota spring schedules are not favorable because of the weather, but they were able to get it done yesterday. And also, the Spartan women played a game yesterday that lost to St. Cloud Technical and Community College by a score of 18-3. They will be hosting Minnesota West tomorrow in a doubleheader at 3 o'clock. At the college. Well, the Minnesota Twins need a day off today, and they will be getting it. And today will be a good day for the Otter golf team as they get their season started. The Otter boys will be at Blackberry Ridge today, and they'll be taking on a number of Central Lakes Conference teams in their first meet of the season. They get underway at 3:30 today. Also, the Otter softball team will be hosting Alexandria in a doubleheader starting at 4 o'clock out at De Lagoon. And the Otter baseball team has a road game at Sauk Rapids Rice at 5 o'clock today. Well, the Twins don't play today, and that's okay. They need a day off. They need to lick their wounds and get things going this week when they host Detroit and Chicago in a homestand at Target Field. Yesterday, Cedric Mullins hit a two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning. That gave the Orioles a 4-2 victory over Minnesota and a three-game sweep of the Twins. It was the first career walk-off homer for Mullins, and it was the third homer of the game for the Orioles. Gunnar Henderson went deep in the first, leading off the game for the Orioles, and Anthony Santander launched a homer in the seventh that tied the game at two. It was the fifth straight game that the Orioles have hit at least three home runs. Baltimore has had a streak that long only twice before in the franchise history. Pablo Lopez pitched well after allowing the leadoff homer to Henderson in the first inning. He was outstanding. He left the game after six innings, having thrown 87 pitches. He had a 2-1 lead when he left. He only allowed a run on two hits and struck out seven, but the bullpen could not hold that lead as the Orioles get the win and the sweep. So Joe Ryan is going to get the ball tomorrow against Jack Flaherty of the Tigers. Last week, the Twins and Tigers split their four-game series in Detroit. This is a three-game series at Target Field. Cleveland leads Kansas City by a half game, Detroit by two, and the Twins by 5.5 right now in the American League Central. And if you're the Twins, you need to beat the teams ahead of you in the standings, and that is right now the Detroit Tigers, who have a 3.5 game advantage over the Twins. If the Twins sweep Detroit, there'll only be a half game separating those two teams, and that's what you have to do now. It's early in the season, but you need to beat the teams who are ahead of you in the standings in your head-to-head competition. So that's the task at hand this weekend, the Twins trying to end a four-game losing skid when they hit the field tomorrow. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation that dates back to 1883. You can visit them at their offices in Fergus Falls, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria, and online, of course, at PemLaw.com. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts.
Well, the Seattle Kraken have been beaten twice by the Wild already this year, 3-0 and 5-2, and the Kraken bring a four-game losing streak into the XL Energy Center for the final game of the season tonight for the Minnesota Wild and the Seattle Kraken. The Wild are looking for their 40th win of the year. They are not going to make the playoffs, as their final game is tonight at home, and they'll try to end it on a winning note. They have won 20 games at home this year. And Kirill Kaprizov is putting the cap on another great season. He led the Wild with 45 goals and 50 assists this season. He can add to those numbers tonight in that regular season finale. The NBA playoffs last night, well, the 7-8 game was won by the Philadelphia 76ers as they get the number 7 seed in the Eastern Conference, beating the Miami Heat 105-104. And in the 9-10 game, the Bulls won 131-116, eliminating the Atlanta Hawks. So now the Bulls will play the Heat for the number 8 spot in the East, and that will be tomorrow night. Sacramento will play New Orleans for the number 8 spot in the West. The Los Angeles Lakers won that number 8 spot on Tuesday night with their win. And also this past Monday, the Rothsay softball team won a doubleheader from Hancock as they won 12-1 and 12-2. And Anita Heyer is a head coach of the Tigers. I was able to catch up with Anita. We talked about her team's performance on Monday and about the season as a whole. And we started out by talking about the fact that in that doubleheader on Monday, all facets of the game came together for the Tigers.
Absolutely. We didn't know what to expect in the icky weather and stuff that we had yesterday. But, man, we've been practicing for 4 weeks. We were so eager to get out and play a game. And we've been working a lot on our hitting, and our pitching is really coming around. And it was kind of fun to get out there and see what we can look forward to this season.
Well, and you got it going early in both games. You scored early, and it's nice to have a lead early in a ball game.
Oh, absolutely. We've been preaching a lot these 4 weeks that we've been working so much in the gym of being aggressive offensively, going up there wanting to hit. I feel like too many kids in the game nowadays get up there hoping to get walked, or our girls are up there. Every one of them wants to swing and swing hard, and they came out yesterday, and every one of them were swinging the bat and just excited to see what they can do out there.
Well, your lineup looks to be pretty good top to bottom because you had contributions throughout. Are you a team that is an aggressive team on the bases as well as at the plate?
Well, we certainly have a couple kids that are going to be aggressive for us. I wouldn't say speed is one of our huge factors for us this year, so we're going to have to actually hit some holes with our swings to be able to score some runs, which we certainly did last night. But we have some quick kids on the field, but it will primarily be counting on our offense for that.
Who provides a lot of punch for you at the plate as far as your players that can hit the gap and drive the ball?
Well, we lead off with some of our quickness and some patient hitters. Like Ellie Myers, a senior that's been playing for quite a few years for us. I think she had 6 or 7 walks between the two games yesterday. So as a leadoff, to get somebody on right away is huge. It kind of gives the whole boost if everyone's like, all right, here we go. And then you got some young kids that have played some innings for us. Mackenzie Tillman was batting at the 2 spot last night. She's only a sophomore, but has been playing for a couple of years already, and is kind of stepping into that role of she had a couple doubles last night and wants to kind of be that go-to player for coming up with some hits. But I'd say our fun little surprise was Allison Phillips last night was batting in the 4 spot. Doesn't have a lot of varsity experience, but, man, did she come through with some real nice hits for us last night.
How about your pitching? Looks like you got good performances both games.
Absolutely. Both of our pitchers pitched real well for us. Bethany Danielson pitched in the first game. She got a little bit of varsity experience for us last year. Came out last night and just was pitching with confidence and was throwing hard and threw a lot of strikes for us and really believed in her defense to make plays behind her. But honestly, we didn't have to make that many plays with as many strikeouts as she ended up having. But she threw hard for us and really moved the ball around the plate, had a really good first outing for us. And then Maddie Tollerud's a senior. She has pitched quite a bit in the past of her career, but last year she basically took the year off on the pitching side of the game because she had an injury to her arm. So we weren't quite sure how her arm would respond this year, and she looked great for us. She definitely looked like a senior with a lot of experience out there for us in game two.
That's head coach Anita Heyer of the Rothsay Tigers. High expectations for the Tigers and their young softball team this season, and off to a great start. And that'll do it for our podcast today. Thanks for stopping by. Hope you'll visit again tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.